Joined here by our Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion, Eddie Krawick, rider of the Screaming Eagle Harley-Davidson Street Rod Bike, who raced his teammate Andrew Hines in the final for the 23rd time in his career. You've won here multiple times, a racetrack that you certainly have to be happy with. Let's talk about the Harley-Davidson team as we set up for a countdown to the championship that begins right after Indy, but really does begin at Indy because you need to hit that flying.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It helps build momentum. You know, this was the first place for an all-Harley final since I came aboard on the team back in 2007. So, you know, to come out here and do it again was awesome. Last time, Andrew beat me in that all-Harley final, and this time I guess I got him. So, but it's about building momentum right now. Everybody's looking at points. Honestly, we don't care about points right this second. We don't care about any of that. We know where we are. We're in a great position. I think as long as you have that great drive going into the countdown, you have that upbeat spirit, you have everybody all excited, and that's really what it's about right now. I have a good motorcycle under me. I know if it's not winning, it's most likely because of me. My wife tells me, she's after Sonoma, she's like, you know, you ought to stop qualifying number one because you just seem to not be able to win from that spot. I'm like, well, that's great confidence booster there. Thank you. But you know, so here I am, number three qualifier, and I win. So I'm probably going to hear that from her if I had to guess. But, you know, it's just great to come out and run well. And off the truck, made a good hit. Very consistent motorcycle. I mean, going between a 91 and an 88, 89 pretty much all weekend long is what you need to win races. It doesn't matter how fast you're going or what you're doing. It's you have to adapt to the changes. And Andrew and Matt were making awesome calls on my motorcycle to give me one that stayed in this incredible window. So we tweaked on it for the final there. We both made our own little changes. And, man, my bike just it liked it, ran well. Everything was good. So no complaints.
You're 4-0 in finals this year. I mean, every final you've made, you've won. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I like that statistic. Hopefully I can keep adding to it and adding to the plus side and no more, you know. So it is, though. It's about rolling into – I feel very confident. I feel I lost two races going into Denver and going into Sonoma. I lost race wins, especially in Sonoma, because I struggled to hit the tree, couldn't get it done. Andrew up top end, he's like, good job, 10 in the final. He's like, you don't race with 10 in the final, you know? So, and he's right. Usually I don't, but when you're coming off of getting your butt beat by these guys, because competition is so good and so great right now that if you slack off, you're going to leave the window open. And the tighter you can make that, you know, the tighter you can close that window, the better off you're going to be. So that's the way you're going to need to race the countdown. It's going to be whoever's dancing on that edge of making the mistake and not making the mistake is probably who's going to win the championship, because I really don't see any give-me's happening right now.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about the momentum, but to be honest, it seems like you guys have really been on a good roll since, you know, you guys unloaded the bikes in Gainesville. I mean, does it feel to you like, I mean, from the beginning of the year, that you guys have just been more picking away at a tune-up than anything else?
I would say we are definitely refining our setup, and as we go on, we are. You're a numbers guy. You follow it. You help us with the statistics because you give them and you show them to us, but we have always stunk up the place in 60-foot, and when you can't get that motorcycle to the first 60-foot mark, then to that 330, and be at the front of the pack, the further behind you are going down that whole drag strip. It doesn't matter how much horsepower you make. Sure. So for us, it's been really focusing on getting it off the starting line, making good, consistent runs, maybe not throwing it away. We almost threw it away a little in the final. My bike started rattling. I went 109. It's not a great 60-foot, but it was enough to make the proper changes. But we, you know, didn't necessarily make all the right changes. So you win the race, you take it with a smile, you be excited and happy. So that's exactly what we're doing. But don't think we're not going to go back and look at our data and say, we need to be better here. So for us, yes, it's about picking away all year long. And I think the more runs we get under our belt, the more knowledge we get, the better we become.
You and Andrew are at the top of the standing going into this race, and you proved why. Is that first place regular season on your mind at all heading into Indy?
No, you know, years ago it used to be a really big thing because you used to come out of there with a 30-point spread. Now it's really it's only like 10 points. So you can make that all up in qualifying. The key there is you have to roll out of the trailer into that first race and know where you are, because you can't experiment. In qualifying, you can't experiment in any runs, because then you're leaving the opportunity to miss points. And any time you can gain little points are big points in the end. I've lost championships by 2 points, so I can tell you it's very important to get as many little points as you can along the way. So it's not as important right now to be number one, but I really do believe it's very critical to have all your ducks in a row rolling into the countdown.
I know. I think I heard 3 wins previously at this track. You've obviously had good success here. I'm just curious, is there a certain feeling that you get when you pull in to this track? Because I got to assume certain places you go to, you just automatically, hey, I'm going to struggle, or I'm going to have a good one here. Just what are your thoughts when you pull into BIR?
I honestly can't give you the exact answer behind that, but there's certain races, you know, when you get there, it's like, I do well. Mm-hmm. I perform well. I do everything that I need to. Despite going out in a zoo and getting, you know, having a good time and doing everything and staying focused here, you know, but it's one of those things, you know. I've always said coming here, I'm very comfortable. I know we have a good tune-up. We have a good motorcycle setup. Everything is good for here. So it builds, I think it helps build that confidence as you go through your weekend. And the better you perform, the better you start feeling. So I knew I had a good motorcycle. I said going into race day here, I was like, I got a bracket bike. If I could dial 690 on this thing every lap, we'll go to the winner's circle. So, you know, unfortunately, I lied. I went 89 in the final. But, you know, it's just good to have that confidence.
One last note, Eddie is leaving here to go to Las Vegas to the Harley-Davidson dealer convention out there, so a fitting and timely win.
Yeah, it's out in actually San Diego. So we're hitting Las Vegas tonight. We're going to go and hang out for a little bit, Andrew and I, and then we're going to go actually ride some motorcycles around, and then we're going to head on to San Diego. So it's definitely perfect timing to bring a Wally to the whole dealer convention, and we got some exciting news that we'll be releasing there, and, you know, as this week or two develops to Indy, it should be definitely cool for our team.